This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of this program. You, of course, can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, it is Ian here.
And Lauren, Objectivist Girl.
And Mark.
And you can join us on the phones or via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. That's where we'll find Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Ian. How's your brain?
All is well. What's going on?
Good. A really short call. I'm just calling to pimp the new audiobook of Davy Barker's book, Authoritarian Sociopathy, voiced by Free Talk Live's Daryl Perry. Did a great job
doing
the audiobook of this. Yeah, and it's there's a torrent magnet link of it that I put up. You can go to the Freedom Fiends blog. It's the top post. It will be for a few days. And we have 58 cedars on that now.
Sweet.
Thanks to the Freedom Fiends pack of cedars. But we'd like to get it a lot more.
You can't so be drones now.
No, it's drone proof, man, and it's about why people want to use drones and how power corrupts and makes people obey. It's kind of an update on those studies they did in the 60s. You know the ones?
The Milgram experiments.
Yeah.
So wait,
yeah.
Where is this link to the torrent?
FreedomFiends.com/blog.
Ah,
is the top link.
Blog. Okay, very good. Yeah. Cool. Well, I'll take that link and I'll put it over on our Facebook and stuff, and then maybe more people will pick it up from there.
Cool. If you want to use the link to the direct post, that'd be best.
All right, very good.
Because I may post other things on this blog at some point in the future.
Cool, man. I like the new header graphic over there at Freedom Fiends. It's got you with all these other people in that, and your co-hosts.
It's my gang. It's my Fiends gang.
Very cool.
They were all 13 of them were there except for two. Couldn't make it. I'm not even going to mention who didn't make it because they didn't make it at Porkfest. They don't count.
Ooh.
Zing. All right, man. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Nope. Thanks for your service, all of you.
Thanks for the call, Michael W. Dean. Appreciate hearing from him. As always, Freedom Fiends, great talk show, doing a lot of what Free Talk Live did in the early days, calling radio stations, getting on station, the second show to take the ideas of liberty to the national airwaves. So kudos to
all the ideas of liberty. Every talk show out there has some of the ideas of liberty, right?
Yeah.
They just don't have them sort of in a principled fashion.
So Lauren is with us, a.k.a. Objectivist Girl, and you brought something in here to talk, a couple things that you brought in to talk about tonight. One of them is a story about a proposed constitutional amendment. What about it?
Yeah, so the article is called Senate Judiciary Committees Backs Constitutional Amendment to Restrict Free Speech.
And where is it from?
It's from Reason.com,
okay.
So I consider it to be very legitimate. The Democratic-controlled Senate Judiciary Committee gives its stamp of approval today to a proposed constitutional amendment that would effectively strip the First Amendment of any power to stop federal and state lawmakers from imposing campaign finance restrictions. And then at the bottom it says, because I don't want to share the entire thing, I think it's blocking.
So they will strip the power to stop restrictions, meaning that this will, if it were to go through, would allow all manner of different campaign finance restrictions.
Now, when they say speech and campaign finance, it always raises my hackles, because what they mean in when they say speech, when they talk about campaign finance,
it's political speech.
Yeah, they mean money. They believe that corporations
are persons.
Are persons, and the only way that corporations, since they're pieces of paper, can speak is if the people that run the corporations, which are pieces of paper, can then give money to campaigns. Like it's this sort of convoluted thing, and I don't think that corporations are people, and I don't think that money is speech.
Mm. Well, you aren't in charge, Mark.
And,
so they're going to keep doing what they're going to do.
Well, I think as long as we have we have government. We need the right to be able to find to back our political candidates the way that we choose.
Yeah, I think so. And but I mean, I guess my problem is with you know, I think that businesses should be able to back candidates, I guess, if we're going to have candidates. But, you know, the problem is with corporations, in fact. And then, and once you get into this realm, you know, they keep on digging the rabbit hole deeper. This is weird when they say that corporations are people and that money is speech.
I've been saying that for years. I mean, the decision about the, what was it, the Citizens United, I think. That's just the most recent iteration of corporations being being people. It's just, it got more attention, I think, this time than it ever had in the past.
Got a lot of legs.
People are rightfully upset about it. I think the idea that corporations are people or persons is ridiculous, but the whole corporate ideal in the first place is ridiculous. So, you know, corporations are essentially a protection protection scheme for the wealthy. I mean, that's basically what a corporation is.
Anybody can get a corporation.
It's true.
It's relatively inexpensive. It's just kind of complicated.
It's not even that complicated. I mean, there are websites like keepyourassets.net that'll do all the groundwork for you. You just
yeah, but
pay them.
It's sort of complicated living that way, running things through corporations.
It takes more time in a lot of ways, yeah.
Now, Mark and Ian, do you think that they have all these restrictions to keep people like you and me out of office, or do you think it's honestly for the betterment?
Wait, are you talking about campaign finance restrictions?
Yeah.
Well, we're only talking, so this article is only talking about restricting companies from donating, right?
Right. But if companies wanted to back people like you and me,
mm-hmm.
Are these restrictions in place so that the smaller companies really don't have the ability or the time or the effort to support
No, I don't think so.
Candidates.
I think the restrictions are in place because it looks good politically. These politicians in D.C. or the state level or wherever we're talking about, they're not going to shun their buddies in corporate America. They're going to make it look like, on one hand, they care about restricting campaign, but we got to get these campaigns under control. There's way too much money in politics, and I support campaign finance reform. Vote for me. And
that's a great voice, Ian.
It's the standard kind of political line, is that there's too much money in politics, something must be done. But it's being spat out every 4 years or every 2 years or whenever the elections
are. Obama sort of ran on this. I'm the non-lobbyist, non-corporate candidate, and it turns out he's the biggest lobbyist, biggest corporate candidate.
They always say the opposite of what they actually are.
Sure, and of course Obama took money from the big banks, just like John McCain took money from the big banks. Or whoever it was. Who was it that ran against
him? They can't win if they don't.
Mitt Romney.
The system's so corrupted at this point that there's just there's no way they could even do it. I question every law that comes out around this.
To me, this article is just another reason to end the political circus.
It is just
a big circus that they put on every two, 4, or 6 years that they just all these lights, cameras, action, and it's just fake. It's BS.
I totally agree, and I don't know who has originally said this, but I love it. They call politics Hollywood for ugly people.
Exactly. And these. I mean, you've seen Obama. You've seen how he's become a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's no surprise to me that this is going on, but it doesn't matter anymore. We just need to end this circus. We need to be done with this.
Yeah, well, how do you do that, though? I mean, besides getting massive amounts of people to ignore the state completely, you do that?
We need a philosophical renaissance, as I said every time I come on this show.
It's so difficult, though. I mean, it's one of these things like, here's the thing that I know. I know that in 2016, there's going to be another liar and thief sworn into the White House. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people want to participate in that.
But people gotta, I mean, it's gotta be like that movie. I want you to get mad. I want you to go to your window and say, I'm not going to take this anymore. I'm not going to take this anymore.
They're saying that already. I mean, what Congress
has... No, but they are taking it. They're taking it. They're just putting up with it.
Congress has like a 9% approval rating. People...
But yet they still vote.
Yep.
People still
go
out and
still
vote.
It has nothing to do with it.
They still watch the boob tube and watch
half the people voted... If half the people that chose that voted last time chose not to vote this time, would it make a difference? It wouldn't make the least bit of difference. They just wouldn't vote.
They need to get up. I mean, people need to get up and yell.
Yelling might do something, but I just think that the Occupy people yelled. I think the system's wrapped.
It's
so
not
tight.
Just vocal yelling. It's like philosophical yelling.
I love the idea of a philosophical renaissance. I mean, let's have it happen. I mean, we're certainly doing our
watch
part here, right?
Watch Objectivist, girl!
Right. All right. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, the Free State Project might be a good solution to foment something like that.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-608-9424.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk.
Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. By the way, Rich Paul is out of jail.
Oh, yeah. Put that in the Facebook feed.
You did put it on the Facebook feed, but we haven't mentioned it on the air yet. So breaking news as of around 5 o'clock this afternoon, Rich Paul has been set free on bail.
It was a little bit of a surprise, though.
Yeah, I have to say I was surprised by this. I guess we should do a quick rundown here, and then we can talk more about a philosophical renaissance. We'll give you the latest on that here in a moment. And, Lauren, we can hear you eating that chili, and it's not fair because our listeners can't get any. And so it's really not fair to eat chili on the air. Coffee.freetalklive.com. You can get a free pound of coffee there, though. 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica, and shade grown as well. It's competitively priced with other high-end coffees. They do something that other coffee producers just don't seem to care about, which is they've set up a program that allows people around the world to buy into their coffee co-op. Now, Free Talk Live is looking to attempt, we're hoping to get you on board with this. Every 10 Free Talk Live listeners that signs up at coffee.freetalklive.com can finance one microloan through World Vision, which is the other thing that they're doing that's special over at BuzzBox Coffee, is they're helping people in tough parts of the world in poverty to make a better life for themselves. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You get a pound of coffee free just by paying the shipping costs. You can cancel your subscription at any time if for some reason that's what you want to do. Coffee.freetalklive.com. And every 10 listeners that signs up, that funds one microloan through World Vision. Very cool stuff. Coffee.freetalklive.com. So the breaking news, friend of the show, Rich Paul, he is out of jail for the moment. Hopefully for good, but that has yet to be seen. So just to recap the story for those of you who are new to the show, just tuning in, Rich Paul is a liberty activist, moved to New Hampshire, as the three of us have done, as part of the Free State Project, which you can learn more about at freestateproject.org. The idea of to move 20,000 liberty-oriented activists all to the same place. Anyway, Rich's form of activism is usually cannabis-related. He was selling some cannabis at one point in his life, got busted for that, and then decided to not take the plea deal and throw a wrench into the system, so to speak, throw himself into the gears of the system to try for jury nullification. Ultimately, he didn't get it. Unfortunately, the jury did convict him of this, and jury nullification's a whole other issue. It's something that we need to work on quite a bit here, but we've got a better chance to do it here in New Hampshire than anywhere else because of the jury nullification law here in New Hampshire that actually allows it to be discussed in court. So anyway, Rich didn't win in court. He got found guilty and ended up going to jail for about a year. He ended up getting out after 9 months of that year due to a two-thirds good time rule. Maybe it was 8 months. Anyway, he got out after most of the year sitting in jail and then, of course, was put on the dreaded probation. Now, probation is set up to make sure you fail. I mean, it's almost a guarantee that you're going to fail probation at some point. There are so many rules that are placed upon you that are so easy to violate. In some cases, your roommates could violate the rules, and if the cops come in and find, you know, a beer in the fridge under certain probation rules, you'll be the one who gets convicted of violation of probation. That's not what happened here, but I'm just giving you an example of how easy it is to violate. In Rich's case, they brought him multiple violations of his probation after an incident happened in Keene Central Square where Rich was preparing to defend himself and others from an attack by people who were very, very angry at some of the folks that Rich was with. He was out in Central Square. They were doing some chalking that evening, and the voices escalated into yelling, which escalated into threats, threats on the part of the anti-chalkers, not on Rich's part. Rich did not threaten anybody. But what he did do, allegedly, was he took his monopod from his video camera and held it at the ready in order to defend himself from some oncoming attackers. Now, the attackers ended up not attacking Rich. He kind of, you know, backed away as they were coming up. They did attack another man who was in the park at that time. But Rich had grabbed this monopod to defend himself. He never swung it at anyone. He never menaced anyone with it. He only grabbed it after it was apparent that there were men coming over to attack him. But that didn't stop them from violating his probation, claiming that Rich had a weapon and no weapons allowed during probation. Also, Rich has allegedly not passed drug screens, urine analysis. That has happened a few times since he was released, so they brought that up as an issue. And now, today, they added on an additional charge. And the additional charge is that Rich has either engaged in disorderly conduct or riot Now, apparently, they're not sure which one he's engaged in, but they're going to go ahead and bring that fifth charge.
They would have charged him with it if they were sure.
Right, for the violation of probation. So because they brought that fifth charge in at the last minute, they literally brought it in within 48 hours, Rich's defense attorney, who's a public defender, said, look, we got to continue this case. We haven't even had time to look at this new charge yet. So he put in a motion to continue while the prosecution put in the motion for the judge to accept this fifth charge.
So, wait, you lose some of your First Amendment rights on probation? Because that would say that you don't have a right to protest.
Wait, what would?
Riot.
Well, no, riot isn't defined as a protest.
It depends on how they want to define it.
I suppose. We'd have to pull up the legal definition of riot in this particular case. I think it's a pretty ridiculous claim that Rich Paul was involved in a riot. Again, the video footage from this event has been in the prosecution's hands for over a month now at this point. And as Rich pointed out, if it took them 30-something days to discover that there was a riot happening on that tape, then it was a pretty quiet riot in that case. So, anyway, so that's the latest. There was a court hearing today where both motions were heard. The judge accepted both motions, one to add the riot/disorderly conduct to the list of violations of
probation.
The charge
that they have not yet been able to charge him with.
Right. Well, these are violations of probation, so he isn't being charged with riot. He's, you know, they're just saying this is a reason why his probation should be revoked and he should be put back in jail. He's a menace to society, is the argument of the prosecution. The video is coming, so keep an eye on freekeen.com for the full court hearing today.
Okay, so the definition of riot.
From where? Where are you getting this?
I'm getting this from the internet definition that comes off first. When you
what website?
Let me see.
If you search through Google, it'll just give you a...
I don't want the regular definition of riot. I want, if we're going to define riot, it has to be the legal definition of riot, and ideally it should be the one specified in the New Hampshire RSAs, because that's what he's dealing with. So in the legal land realm, they can redefine words.
Okay.
So if you read the regular definition of riot, it may or may not mirror the actual legal definition of riot, which could be completely different. So just to continue with what happened in court, Rich is brought into court. Both motions are approved. So the motion for the riot/disorderly conduct to be added to the list was approved, and at the same time the judge approved the motion to continue. But the interesting thing that happened today, besides all that, was the judge actually granted Rich bail. Now, originally, Rich was denied bail at his first hearing a month ago. The prosecution made it sound like he's this dangerous guy who can't be allowed to be on the streets. He's a menace to society. Now you've got the judge granting him $500 bail, which isn't much bail, mind you, because he could grant $5,000 or $50,000 bail. So $500 bail, that was, you know, took us less than an hour to cobble that together and get him out. But when they granted this bail, it was interesting because the statement that the judge made was essentially that because they're adding this extra charge and Rich has already been in jail this amount of time, he's going to go ahead and grant him bail. It sounds to me like if the judge really thought Rich was a menace to society, he shouldn't have granted bail at all. And that the judge is willing to grant $500 bail suggests that maybe the judge is considering time served as a penalty on this, because the judge sounds to me like the judge did not want Rich to continue sitting in jail on this. I don't know. That's pure speculation on my part. I also didn't think he was going to get out today, and he's out. More coming up here on Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airways.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Don't
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the website, freetalklive.com.
We're giving away some hardcover books.
How's that?
Well, it's through a text contest, and actually I posted it up on Free Talk Live's Facebook page. I'm going to pin it to the top. I'm going to have to hunt it down and pin it. Ian, okay. Can you do that while I'm
I'll see if I can do this? That, yeah.
Thanks. So it's 1636. Commander Cantrell in the West Indies, and Rescue Mode by Ben Bova. So the one 1636 is by Eric Flint, and they're, you know, nice hardcover books from Bain Publishing. You can get in the contest, go through next week. All you have to do is text, you know, different keywords to our number, and our number is 366-948. And
is that always going to be our number for these contests?
Yes, I wish it said something, but that's what I got. 366-948.
Got it.
And you got to text 1636 and rescue to those numbers. So good luck to you. It's going to be at the Facebook page. You can go there and find it at facebook.freetalklive.com to enter to win. And there will be five winners of each book. So, and they're two separate contests.
Very exciting. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. By the way, there's apparently an update on the Ross Ulbricht case. We can give that to you here in a bit.
Oh, yes.
We are talking about Riot and Rich Paul, our friend who is out of jail for the time being. His next hearing is going to be the 24th of July, so not a very long time between the continuation and the next hearing. This will be the full hearing, and it's expected to take several hours, apparently. They're going to call multiple witnesses. This is going to be a big deal. Like, your average violation of probation hearing, which we saw three of them today prior to the Rich Paul one. So
Bam.
Yeah, we were supposed to. Well, now, it's still a little lengthy because at a violation of probation hearing, the probation side, the prosecution, they present their case, you know, kind of the evidence that they have briefly. What do they call that? I'm spacing out what that's called, but an offer of proof, I think that's what it's called. They present their offer of proof, which means they don't actually have to present real evidence. They can just make claims about what happened, and then the defense, you know, makes their claim. But usually they've already come to an agreement. Usually both prosecution and defense have come to an agreement prior to the hearing saying that, oh, yeah, such and such, this person will take the plea deal and go back to jail. And that's what all three of the people who were ahead of Rich Paul did. They all took the plea. They, you know, plead guilty on violation of probation, and all of them went back to jail. You know, even though these guys are, by all indicators, trying to make a better life for themselves. One of them was a heroin addict who I actually was in jail with. He was my roomie in jail. He was there in court today, a VOP, going back to jail. At least one of the good things for that guy was that probation was ended. So as soon as he's finished with this jail sentence, he won't be on probation after he gets off. But that's what most people do, is they take the plea deal. Rich Paul is not taking the plea. He is going to trial on this violation of probation. Now, I believe it's preponderance of the evidence for VOP, so it's not the same as a regular criminal charge, meaning that the level of evidence necessary to get a conviction is not the same as, like, in criminal court, it's beyond a reasonable doubt, meaning that you have to grant the person the reasonable doubt that they didn't commit the action. In this case, it's whoever's evidence is most persuasive is what will be used as the indicators whether or not he's guilty. So odds are good he's going to get found guilty of multiple charges in this case.
The question is, what is the punishment?
Yes, and that's what's really up in the air here. Now, Rich believes, and his attorney believes, they're going to be able to beat the weapons charge because, again, he was just trying to defend himself. He was not the aggressor in that case.
Right.
And, you know, he didn't hit anybody or threaten anybody.
Sounds like he'll be able to beat any riot charge.
I think he's going to beat the riot charge. That's really weird. Disorderly conduct, I'm not sure what they're going to try to hit him with on disorderly conduct, but the thing he's not going to be able to beat is cannabis. He did continue smoking cannabis outside of court. He has admitted to that. He admitted it to his probation officer, and I think he thought he was going to get away with it because when he told the probation officer he'd been smoking cannabis, he figured he was going to get arrested right then. Like, if, you know, if this guy's going to do something about it, it'll happen right then.
Right.
But it didn't. Instead, it showed up as one of the myriad of reasons why he should be VOP'd on this list of VOPs.
Sounds like they were waiting for reasons to gather.
Yeah, I think you're right. They were
so
definitely
they
gathering
a case.
So they
could hit him with a larger charge.
Absolutely. So the questions are, will some of these things be beaten? Will the weapons charge be beaten? Will the other charges be beaten? And if those things are beaten, then what will be what's the typical punishment for a violation of probation with a urine test? Basically, so we, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what typical is, but they'll do whatever they want.
He's been sitting in jail now for over a month, so he's got 30 days plus time served at this point. When he goes to trial, what I hope happens is that if he's found guilty of violation of probation, that the sentence will be time served, and he'll be let go at that point. So that's what I'm crossing my fingers for and hoping for. And I have to say, I was surprised today. I didn't think he was going to be granted bail. And I didn't think the bail, if he was granted bail, would be $500. So he's out, and hopefully we'll get an update directly from him as time goes on. But right now, he is not allowed to be outside. One of his terms of bail is a curfew. He is not allowed to be outdoors. He has to be in his home from 8 p.m. at night until 6 a.m. in the morning. So at this time, it's Eastern time, past 8 p.m., he is currently at home. And the judge also said if he gets a urine analysis that tests dirty, that bail will be revoked and he will go back to jail. So I know Rich is interested in kind of coming at things from a medical marijuana perspective. He had told the judge in his original case that he uses marijuana to fight off depression, that for him, marijuana is a medical necessity. And now here in New Hampshire, there's a medical marijuana law. Now, I don't know if depression is one of the issues that is approved of for this medical marijuana law. I haven't read it. It's like, you know, 26 pages long or something like that. But it would be an interesting approach for Rich to say, hey, I know I should be able to use medical cannabis, even though the system doesn't have, like, they passed this law last year, or was it 2012? Anyway, they passed this law
recently,
and it's taken them this long period of time in New Hampshire to hash out all the details, you know, which bureaucracy is going to handle this, and what are the rules going to be, and how are we going to open up these compassion clinics, and where are they going to be located, and they've got to deal with all this stuff. What are the cards going to say? They've got to hammer out all this, you know, detail.
People, suffering people can't be given relief.
Right.
We've got paperwork to do.
So basically, the soonest you'll be able to go into as a sick person with AIDS or cancer or something like that looking for pot.
2015,
right? The soonest you'll be able to get in is like 2015, 2016, depending on where and when and, you know, all this stuff.
They've only decided to put together three dispensaries in the entire state.
Four for the entire state of New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's not very much.
And if you can't get to a dispensary or you don't have somebody who can get to a dispensary for you, well, too bad. You can't grow at home. Because in order to pass the medical marijuana here in New Hampshire, the governor demanded that home grow be removed from it. So sick people cannot grow their own medicine. They're going to have to go to the government-approved stores, the government-run stores, from what I understand, to get their medicine.
And you know it'll be weak, not almost effective.
I don't know. I hope not, Lauren. I really hope not. I think they're going to have independent people running the stores, but they're like government kind of stores.
I hope you're right, Ian. I really do.
We'll find out. It's one of the weakest medical marijuana packages out there. Hopefully,
it can always be strengthened now that it's been passed.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see it improved if Maggie Hassan, the governor here, doesn't make it through to a second term. That
really? What do you think is going to stop that from happening?
I'm running against her.
Oh, God.
I don't really think I have a chance. I'm running against her in the Democratic primary, actually.
I loved the laughter. I loved watching you two look at each other and just, like, this maniacal laugh.
Right.
So great.
If so Ian wins the governorship, I will eat this shoe.
Oh, wow, that would be fun. I can't even possibly win it. I mean, even if I won it, I don't think I could take the office because I can't swear an oath to the state.
Okay, if Ian takes the governorship, actually,
if I can get through the
into
oath,
the office, yeah. I'll eat the shoe.
I think you'd be all right to just, if he got voted.
You know what? If he wins, I'll eat one shoe.
And then
if
the other
take
one.
The office and swear the oath. And go to work the first day, I'll eat the second.
Has anyone ever tried to eat a shoe? It sounds like it'd be really uncomfortable and difficult.
It can't be particularly good for you.
How do you just get a piece off of the shoe?
I have never eaten a shoe, and I don't expect to eat one anytime soon.
That would hurt your teeth.
I wouldn't want you to eat a shoe, Mark. That would be gross. You could eat some crow. How about some crow?
How are we going to find a crow?
I don't know.
Toll-free number.
Not a stale donut.
855-453. You can take control here. The latest on Ross Ulbricht coming up.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, I'd heard that Ghostbusters was going to be making a sequel, a new sequel, and apparently they still are planning to do that in 2015. But they're re-releasing Ghostbusters, the original, at the end of August. I was just surfing around during the break and saw that, and that's a fun movie. I might go see that in the theaters.
Who are you going to call? Exactly. My friends to go watch it with me.
Yeah, it's so cool. I was only 4 when the original Ghostbusters came out, and so cool opportunity to go and, you know, reintroduce Ghostbusters to a new generation.
A lot of people, including myself, are feeling pretty old right now if you were only 4 when Ghostbusters came out.
I wasn't even alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, I just
saw it in theaters, and it was pretty good.
I'm going to find the trailer.
Yeah, y'all are old.
I'll put the trailer for the Ghostbusters re-release, and it is, by the way, Mark remastered, you know, for 2014.
Digitally remastered.
That doesn't mean they're redoing the effects. It's still the same old classic effects. They just remastered the video itself. Anyway, cool stuff. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything. The latest on Ross Ulbricht here in moments. Corey is with us in Savannah. Corey, you're on Skype. Hello there.
Hi. Hey. I wanted to ask you, how long do you think I would be in prison if I committed 11 counts of manslaughter and pleaded guilty to it?
It depends. Are you a cop or not?
No, I'm not a cop.
Okay, then probably a long time.
Yeah, I'm going to say, let's see, 11 counts of manslaughter. And
involuntary manslaughter.
What's that?
Involuntary manslaughter caused by reckless behavior.
Okay, I'm going to guess, I wouldn't be surprised if you got 10 years per count, and they could run those counts concurrent or consecutive, depending on the level of sort of a claim in the for the case. But let's go ahead and be generous and say 11 10-year concurrent sentences, so 10 years.
110 years.
Now, concurrent. Yeah, concurrent. Okay. I'm just going to be generous to the legal system, which I don't believe in, and go ahead and say 10 years.
10 years. Okay. Well, a couple years ago when BP turned the Gulf of Mexico into a toxic waste dump and killed 11 people through their criminal negligence, they pled guilty to 11 counts of involuntary manslaughter.
Mm.
As a corporation, they pled guilty because the corporation itself was charged.
And they locked that file folder right up in a jail cell.
Yeah, I guess so.
I
pretty much just called to show just one example of the inconsistencies.
Well, what did they do? What was the punishment for BP in that case?
There wasn't one.
A fine?
Yeah. I mean, other than the money, there were
civil cases, but the government made its money off of the deal.
If a corporation must speak through money, then apparently it does time through money too.
So why couldn't I pay to get out of my jail sentence?
Exactly, that's the question. If personhood is the same for me as it should be for a corporation, then it would seem to me that there should be some severe restrictions on what BP is able to do for at least 10 years after the BP oil spill.
Well, maybe the file folder is in jail. It's just got, its employees are just running it while it's away.
Quite possibly. but, you know, they also charged some of the site managers with criminal charges.
Hmm.
That
was just to get their fine.
But if they're saying a corporation has personhood, charging those individuals for the crime, as well as the corporate person for the crime, that's kind of like charging my hand for the crime and then charging me for the crime as well.
I don't know if I agree with that. I've got a corporation and we have some trucks. I have people who drive my trucks. If an employee gets into an automobile accident, I am liable as a corporation for or damages that might be done, and usually if I'm a wealthy corporation...
You're not liable.
Well, right. The corporation that I own, even if it's an S corporation, is liable. But if the employee decides that he wants to run somebody over intentionally, say an ex-wife or ex-boyfriend or whatever, with one of my trucks, that employee can be charged criminally, so it's possible for them to do something criminal in my vehicle.
Yes, and I understand that, but there's just so many inconsistencies in this idea of corporate personhood that if people really actually stopped to think about it, people would just be so incredibly displeased.
Well, further on your point, if they can pay to get out of jail, then the argument is if those corporations can pay to get out of jail, then rich people can get out of jail. But that's not even a valid argument because these celebrities with a ton of money aren't going to jail for as long as they should be either.
Yeah.
Yeah. But money already does buy people out of jail.
It does, right.
It allows people to buy lawyers. You know, the Constitution, that little piece of paper, or several pieces of paper, it provides for the right to representation, but it doesn't provide any way for it to be paid for, you know. So in a system where you have a private legal system and private lawyers, you don't get the same defense overall. You know, you can buy better defense in our system, and it seems like it might be set up that way.
Yeah, that's why we need...
I'm not saying whether we need publicly funded defense, but I'm saying something else needs to be worked out because what's happening is not working.
Well, what we need is equality and authority. That's just it, is that the laws are totally different for certain people, and people get out of them and other such things. When you have equality and authority, that doesn't happen. And the only way that we can have equality and authority is through not having state. when people pay industries to take care of their rights and defend their rights, people can expect what they pay for, and therefore we're all going to have equality and authority as soon as the market is able to meet that demand.
Well, I don't even like the idea of authority, period. I think that it's a terrible idea, the idea that people would somehow, that you could, if you, first of all, I don't have the ability to tell you what to do, Lauren.
No.
You don't have the ability to tell me what to do. You and I don't have authority over one another.
I'm certainly not going to pay anybody to have authority over me.
Well, and I can't grant to you something I don't have, right? I can't give you authority over me because I don't have that to give to you in the first place.
But that's just it. We would pay these corporations to mediate between parties, and that's technically authority, and that's what I'm referring to when I talk about
it's authority. Okay to consent to have someone make a decision.
Right. Between two parties.
I don't know if that's the classic definition of authority.
No. This is totally different. I mean, you got to remember, I'm an objectivist. We have completely different definitions for just about everything. So.
Yeah, I mean, authority is the power or right to give orders, make decisions, and enforce obedience. So...
enforce obedience. Exactly. So we're just kind of like Vulcans. We've got our own definition.
Corey, go ahead. Any other thoughts you want to share?
Yeah, but when you are forcing obedience, that's a contract not only between you and the mediator, but between you and any other party that might use the same mediation service. So it's a trade-off in forcing obedience. You know, both people at the same time are required to obey whatever the mediator says. It's actually a contract between two people with a private mediator.
You do have authority over your own life, right? You have authority over your
own
decisions. I just don't believe in external
authority. Except for those things in which you've decided a contract with a business to take care of.
Or with another person.
You're welcome. Anybody is always welcome at any time to give their authority over their own life to someone else. But I encourage you to do that wisely.
Yeah. And another example of corporate personhood going awry is the recent Hobby Lobby decision. Now, I don't believe that anyone should be forced to do anything that they don't want to do, but just the inconsistencies of Hobby Lobby getting an out on that compared, I mean, I don't get to disregard laws that are made. You know, there's supposed to be some sort of equality under the law, and if the government requires me to pay taxes, then I pay taxes. Because I'm forced to.
In the case of the Hobby Lobby one, I mean, if the government passes a law and you say that I have my religion exempts me from this law, you have the right to take that to court. And Hobby Lobby simply did that. Right?
On the books for freedom of conscience for a long time.
What's that? I'm sorry?
Freedom of conscience.
Right.
You know, being a conscientious objector. There's a lot of things that I conscientiously object to.
Same here. I'm with you, Corey. I consciously object.
All right, shouldn't a company be able to object to following the law?
That's called pulling your money from them.
Come back with more here in moments on Free Talk Live.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. And discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.